You live in effect with Don Street, with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green on a Hip Hop Digest Show.
We are positioned to fail because of the nature of how we came into this country. We were brought here to create wealth, not to share the wealth. And you're brought here to build wealth, to make people wealthy, not to share. And the moment we became free, we became a liability to them. And that's when they kicked in and said, here you go, I'm gonna incarcerate you. And I say, listen, they get us in the schoolroom by making sure you don't get a proper education.
Right.
They get you in the boardroom by making sure you don't have access to capital that's not predatory and business opportunities. And they get you in the courtroom by making sure there are laws that incarcerate you and lock you up long before you get choked to death in the streets, in the streets, in the streets.
Damn.
In the streets.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Green. If you didn't know, that was Byron Allen.
Yes, sir.
Jeez, B.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's a hell of a way to start a damn show.
Yes,
son,
sir.
With the truth smacking you in the face like that.
More on Mr. Allen later. So, no doubt. Happy Saturday night, recording night.
A happy Saturday night.
Yes, sir. Oh, Kurt just said, happy Saturday night. Fuck all that recording shit.
No doubt. So anyway, the Hip Hop Digest, we are a little squeezed for time, so I'm just going to get right in on it. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this comes directly out of DJ Booth. Method Man's Takao is 25 years old, or 25 years later, and the DJ, according to DJ Booth, it is an imperfect experiment. Now, one of these 25 year later, 30 year later articles, typical in the way that it's probably written by Young Bo, but I didn't take the time to see who wrote it. But it goes on to say, so for the expanded Wu universe to have existed at all, the shortcomings of Takao had to come first. Now, Takao was released on November the 15th, 1994, and it served as the first solo Wu-Tang Clan project. Now, people, you almost had to be there, because Wu, the 36 Chambers as we know it, was not Wu 36 Chambers when it was released. That shit took a long time to blow.
Yeah, it did.
Cats was not up on it immediately, okay? So by the time Takao came out, Wu, the 36 Chambers had blown. Wu is everybody's just fully entrenched. And Takao literally was the soundtrack to Bubble Goose, Champion Hoodies, Construction Tim's, Heavy Blunt Smoke in the Jeep. It's the soundtrack to that era. To say it was imperfect. Now look, I get it. Out of all the Wu guys, Meth arguably has the most talent. Arguably. Some people would argue that. But has the worst albums.
Mm. Beat selection.
No doubt, yes.
Beat selection, because Meth has, to me, the tightest flow. He might not have the best flow, but he has the tightest flow. Because his flow is impeccable. He rides the beat like no other. To me, between Raekwon and Ghostface have the best flow, but he has the tightest flow.
Huh, indeed. The article also goes on to say, the lack of vision on Takao was awkward. Outside of the lead singles, All I Need, Bring the Pain, and Release Yo Delf, Takao is comprised mostly of closed loop concepts, and the tracks do little to establish who exactly is at the forefront of the project. I don't know, again, the Champion Hoodie and the Bubble Goose, I don't know if you needed a lot of that Aubrey shit on the album. You needed the soundtrack to the Blunted Jeeps.
What it is people listening to shit all these years later, and they're putting their mindset on it till right now. How they think music sounds to them and what it should sound like. They're not in the moment of when it came out.
See, exactly.
That's like telling somebody 25 years from now to rate one of Drake's albums. They're going to give that shit a horrible rating.
Oh, they might give him a horrible rating now.
I know, right?
I'm just saying, whoever's young at that time voting on these shits. Whoever's young at the time voting on them, and some young 25 to 30-year-old that's voting on his shit will be like, yeah, you know that. I mean, my mom liked him a lot, but, you know, he was the shit back then. But I hear the flaws in what he was doing now.
B, in those days, Sakal was getting banged heavily.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore to the brain. Yeah.
Now, the guy would say, but there you go. You singing one of the hot singles.
Right.
See, the album didn't have a lot of that shit. Fuck all that PLO style shit.
Oh, that PLO style was my shit.
Oh, man.
So I'm just saying, every time I see an article like this, I don't sigh, but I just like, God damn, yo, when are y'all motherfuckers gonna get over yourselves? You know what I mean? If somebody tells me that it's a classic album, I don't give a fuck who it is. Let's say Stevie Wonder, okay, from 74. Yeah, I'm taking them at their word that 74, Stevie Wonder is the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to argue this man down and be like, well, Stevie, you know, technically his singing was off a little bit. He could have been a little bit better.
He's not
as good as, say, maybe a Luther Vandross's voice. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about, B?
Right.
This man was classic.
Exactly. I would never. That's a perfect example. That's like somebody telling you the Stevie Wonder album 72 to 74. This is what it was. It's a classic. And then you comparing it to a Luther, or you comparing it to some new nigga who can't even sing.
See, that's a great point. If you are comparing it to what's out now, it's just not, you don't need to be talking about it. What we need is somebody who has a pedigree in hip hop, not somebody who is just into commercial and internet hip hop. We need somebody who just, as I said, has a pedigree in hip hop that's going to understand, you know what I'm saying, what it is. It's like us, if we were talking about the Last Poets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I respect the game of the Last Poets, but I'm not going to sit up here and critique what they did. I'm just going to appreciate it for what it is and appreciate the people to tell me, yo, that shit right there.
Right.
That was that shit.
That was that shit. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of get bemused at articles like this. And there's so many of them. You know what I'm saying? Because, and maybe, I guess, to a certain generation, they're tired of us saying you don't know nothing about this shit, young boy.
And there it is. You hit the nail on the head, nigga. You just hit the nail on the head. They sick of us old ass niggas always talking about the golden era and how fucking great it was. They're poking holes in our shit like, nigga, it was not all that.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
So, but you want another piece of that in the years to come, the people that like this current music, they will probably try to defend it vehemently.
And they can, and I won't even argue with them niggas if they want to defend their music. I will say that it ain't hip-hop. It ain't what we would call traditional hip-hop. But if you say that shit's the shit and you love it, hey, more power to you.
Yeah, but they're going to be loving it because of the money. They ain't loving it because it's good music, yo. Let's just be real about it. I mean, I'm not saying that there is no good music. I'm not saying that. There is good music. But what they're looking at is the prestige, the fame, the bigness, the followers, and all that shit. We didn't give a fuck about that because none of that shit they're talking about existed when we were listening. So we just had to focus on the music. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was wearing chains, but we didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck how many chains Slick Rick was wearing. I give a fuck about his music.
Right.
Feel me?
Well,
I mean, there was some niggas paying attention to all that Trump jewelry that he had
right.
on.
I was going to say,
this nigga is fucking crazy. He got like fucking 100 pounds of jewelry around his
fucking
neck.
Niggas with the truck jewelry, or niggas had, you know what I'm saying, a certain
type. But you into hip-hop, what did you care more about? Like, you two niggas, when you was listening to hip-hop, did you give a fuck about his chains, or did you give a fuck about chilling stories?
I only gave a flying fuck about the music, because that's all I really could care about.
Right, because at that point in time, it was like, we wasn't really giving a fuck about what they look like. But half these niggas didn't even know what the fuck they look like. We just heard their music like, damn, this shit here is crazy.
Right.
We liked it.
So.
Right.
That's what's up, man. So, you know, congratulations to Meth, the whole Woo and shit. Niggas still doing it big, yo. No doubt. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Black Thought will lead Carnegie Hall's first ever hip hop masterclass. The masterclass is a 3-day workshop for rising and professional MCs age 18 to 35. I already got a problem with it because that is the age group of the trap.
So and now you have to explain to me what your problem is.
Okay. All right. So as we read on, and you'll see where the problem comes in as I read the copy. Okay, it's a 3-day workshop. Over the course of the workshop, participants will explore the history of hip-hop and examine the technical skills employed by the genre. Okay? And that's already 18 to 35. You're already fucked up, point one. Okay, they're talking about the history of hip-hop and the technical skills that are employed.
But I don't have a problem with that. Because you're teaching them something that we always say these niggas don't have.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Mm. But I'm just thinking. I'm thinking of the class. I'm looking at the makeup of the class, and you're going in, and, you know, shout out to Questlove and them niggas, that episode of the Bridge Wars and shit. And, oh, they're teaching so much. It's crazy. I love it. But all that being said, so you're doing that? You're talking about how Marley Marl took Impeach the President, the kick and the snare and the hi-hat and these technical points, and I could see a motherfucking trap-loving cat who loves not the baby, but Lil Baby, and saying, fuck this, when we gonna get the rapping?
He ain't gonna be in that class, B.
Word, you think?
Yeah, he ain't gonna be in that class.
Not for long.
I think it's politically correct as Quest and Black Thought are turning out to be. They're going to have a cross-section. They're going to have a cross-section of trap guys in there. They're probably going to have a cross-section of real MCs, New York bred, real, you know, cats who can really spit some serious rhymes.
That means absolutely nothing anymore. Okay. New York bred means nothing
that's
anymore.
That's true. Ain't that the truth?
They don't even say that
fucking
anymore.
Fucking clowns.
You should just say classically trained hip-hop bred niggas.
Yeah, true that. Yo, clowns up top. I'm sorry. As I go on, let me finish the copy here. Where the fuck am I going? Oh, here's the key thing. MCs should come prepared to the workshop with their music focusing on lyricism, flow, style, and delivery.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that either.
I got a problem with that shit.
Damn,
son.
Because I'm only saying I got a problem with because 18. You're trying to convince 18 to 35 year olds who is saying, "Fuck this hard lyric shit. I want to be 2 Chainz."
But you know what, B. I'm going to have to be the total opposite of you right now.
My man, 50 grand.
Because you right now, I get it. You just totally shitting on everything. And these niggas, you just basically done put them niggas in the EB classes. Niggas don't understand. And you saying these niggas will never learn. They won't learn. Don't even want to learn. And no matter what you try to teach them, niggas is going to just reject that shit no matter what.
I'm going to ask you one question. I just want to ask you one question.
Okay.
Ain't they dissing me?
I'm not saying they're not.
Oh, I'm just somebody. Swerve,
I'm not saying that.
Are they dissing me?
Of course.
You old fucking. I can't stand them old motherfuckers.
But that's not the question I'm answering.
Okay.
I'm not answering a diss question.
Okay.
I'm answering a class question. You
my
said
man.
That I'm teaching a class about hip hop, and I'm saying I don't have a problem with them teaching a class about hip hop and trying to teach these niggas that we say don't have no fucking skills, the niggas that have no clue what hip hop is, teach them about hip hop. Teach them the skills that they need to actually be in this game, and actually maybe 5% of them niggas that come in there may want to step their game up, lyrical game up, and actually want to do something. That's a fucking positive, my nigga, because the gibberish and the bullshit that's happening, I'll take the positive, a nigga that's going to take this and say, you know what, I need to up my lyrical game something, because now this shit is whack what I'm doing.
Okay, so
unfortunately, though, we don't have a consensus because I'm in the middle. I appreciate the fact that they're creating this space, right? But we sitting here being mad about something that's not even going to happen because them niggas that you talking about this you ain't gonna be in that class. So it don't matter. So they may have a small class, yo. I just see a small class because who the fuck really is trying to pay money to go learn to be an MC and be in hip hop? Right. Who really is trying
necessary.
To do that?
It's not necessary to be an MC. It's not a necessary thing to make money being an MC.
See, okay,
and that's
now,
the thing about the class.
Now you're getting to the realities here, okay? Because you got Thought, who is, and I'm going to take your lead, is doing what we say should be done. And you could get some education if you listen to Hip Hop Digest, as well as getting dissed, you know what I mean? And you diss us back. That's just how we go. But he's doing the right thing. Okay, but the 18 to 35 year olds who have come up under nigga, either you Drake or you 2 Chainz, and then you get the money in your pocket. You know what I mean?
Nigga 35, he definitely is 35 still in the game. Yeah, you're definitely not trying to be on no pro full hip hop shit. You trying to get that bread right now because you got heat at 35?
At 35. All you know, basically 35-year-olds, all you know is that trap. That's it. That you came in T.I.G.Z.
Exactly. So you got Black Thought up there and maybe some other cats prepared to teach a full course lesson on probably anybody between fucking Kumo D and Rakim and Method Man and all these lyricists. And then niggas is like, yo, fuck, when are we going to get the fucking T.I.? When are we going to get the Jeezy? You know what I mean? Oh, fuck this. When are we going to talk about getting paid? I'm just saying, your average cat. Look, are there going to be some cats in there who learn something? I guarantee it. Fucking 10 years from now, they're going to be like, yo, is that Black Thought Masterclass? Yo, I got such an education. But I'm running the label. I never became a rapper because really, you know, fuck rapping. You know what I mean?
I get you, son, and I'm looking at the total positive side of it, and which is, like I said, we always know that, as Igri said, this shit probably not going to happen. The niggas that need to be in that class are not going to be in that class.
Ain't the man.
That's the problem with this whole shit, because it's like the niggas that actually need to be taught, the dumb rappers that need to be taught, like dumb rappers need teaching, they're not going to be in there. They don't even want nothing to do with that class because that's fucking dictionary music. They don't want nothing to do with that bullshit. Mm. They want to steady listen to that heavy diet of Gucci, and they don't give a fuck about nothing else.
All right. So, you know, like we do, we have a plethora of opinions across the board on Hip Hop Digest. Fair and balanced.
Well, you came in heavy dinosaur, my nigga. It's like, you, matter of fact, fuck dinosaur. What's that picture you put up of us or the nigga on the Muppet Show and shit?
The Muppets.
You came up with that, the grandpa nigga. You came in like,
up
fuck,
in the balcony.
Yeah, you came up with that shit. Like, fuck any of these young, I don't give a fuck. Anything positive towards these niggas,
yeah.
I don't care.
Off my lawn!
I don't want nothing to do with these niggas.
No trespassing on the grass, son.
Fuck them. I don't care.
Ass off my grass.
I don't ever want to teach them. They don't want to learn. I don't want them to learn. It's over for them.
Simple as that, really, though.
That's what's good, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest here. Here's about your boy. Despite what you might think, Ebro Darden doesn't want to be an authority. I got this off OK Player. It really wasn't. I thought they was going to do more in depth about Ebro's attitude towards shit. Ebro seems like
doesn't
personally.
Doesn't want to be an authority or what?
Well, he doesn't want to be viewed as an authority on let's say, hip-hop related topics. Right now, Ebro's personally pushing a lot of that Back to Africa jump off shit. And
word?
Yeah, he's kind of personal. His personal. Into
no,
that.
I ain't mad at that.
No, I'm not mad at that either. But they gave 2 examples. They gave the infamous Joey Badass when he appeared on the show in 2017. The Brooklyn rapper called for and told Ebro, we needed more young Ebros up here. He was like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all holding the seats and not letting the young bulls in there. Let them grow. So your boy Ebro responded and shit. Was like, you know what? If they want my job, they need to come get my fucking job. He said, I put a lot of people in these seats up here, and most of them get up here and flub. And I was like, huh, man. I just remember that. And it just, because of today's culture, and to me, it's such a watershed moment. As big as your boy is doing it right now, DaBaby, not to be confused with Lil, but DaBaby. His man, 50 grand up at Sway in the Morning when it came time, he couldn't bust a fucking grape. And that is just part and parcel. They want somebody up there their age to bring him into the studio. Again, let me do the scenario. Make the bed and get the milk and cookies out for them while they're getting tucked in the bed, while they up at the station. They don't want no hard motherfucking question. You know what I mean? And so, Ebro, obviously, is cementing that old man Ebro. And then it also goes in to say, it says the another infamous moment, December of last year, when Kodak Black walked out on him in the middle of the interview when he was asking about his sexual assault situation. Now, I remember us criticizing Ebro because he hadn't yet to come up for trial. And he ain't gonna be running his mouth on a radio station about potential charges. And Ebro should have known that.
Ebro did know that shit.
He did know that. He was trying to get that exclusive, nigga.
So, all that being said, I know you're no fan of Ebro. And I just thought it was kind of interesting in the fact that what today's music looks like. Obviously, and we know the players up at the station. And it is the same. Doesn't matter if it's on the West Coast. You can say the same for Big Boy and them niggas out there. Them niggas do a lot of tucking in the bed. They be putting niggas to bed with milk and cookies on the station, B.
No doubt.
And them niggas are age.
Yeah, but I explained last week, they got jobs. And the station that they work on is a young boy station. They didn't switch over to an old station. They didn't go to the old school R&B stations. They stayed at the young boy station, and they're going to have to love the young boy music, even if personally they hate that shit.
They got them social media accounts that they got to throw them pictures up when they in the studio, arm over shoulder and shit.
Yeah, no doubt. Actually, and they talked about that Ebro is doing what a lot of his old head cats can't do, and that is having a heavy social media presence, and people look to Ebro as an authority, even though he personally doesn't want to be viewed as such.
I am not a role model.
What it is, he's tired of niggas throwing that mic in his face every time something happens in hip-hop. They want to come to him and want to question him and have and see his opinion on it. And he knows that if he makes an opinion on it, niggas like us are going to go in on him if he makes the wrong move or says the wrong thing.
Alright, that's what's up, yo. It's your boy Ebro. So, old man Ebro.
So is it me bro or is it just regular Ebro now?
Well, I'm just addressing the topic. I know you love to call him me bro for obvious reasons, you know. So that's what's up. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we want to say rest in peace to Barnard J. Tyson. And you guys may be like, who the hell? Well, that gentleman was the president and CEO of Kaiser Permanente.
Oh, that's not a good look, B.
Why you say that?
Better know your history on that shit, B.
Well, it says right here, Barnard Tyson was the American CEO of Kaiser.
Yeah, well, we want to get Conspiracy Brother real quick. Let's take it back to Richard Nixon and Kaiser and Permanente.
So, yeah, I'm not aware of the Conspiracy Brother and what Kaiser was founded. I'm just saying he was running Kaiser currently when he passed away. I'm not up on the history.
Do your due diligence, B.
Okay.
Enough respect to his life, but
mess
shit up.
All right, so I hate to besmirch the gentleman, but your man came in out of nowhere, like the top
just
rope.
Saying, Jimmy personal, Snooker.
So no, wait a minute. So is it him personally, that brother, or is it Kaiser?
It's not him personally. It's we could have just left the fact out. You could have just said he was a CEO of a major medical corporation or whatever. But yeah, that Kaiser shit, yo. Go back and look at how that shit started with Richard Nixon, and we'll talk about that later.
Oh boy, Conspiracy Brother.
You said it ain't conspiracy, it's facts.
It ain't no conspiracy, it's fact, B.
All right, Mr. Tyson increased the revenue from $53 billion to $82 billion during his tenure. I don't think Igri cares about that. Barnard James Tyson was born in Valerio, California, 1959. His father was a carpenter and a minister. Didn't say if he was a carpenter or minister for Richard Nixon or not.
Probably not.
He said that he spent a lot of time in hospitals as a young man because his mom had diabetes, and he grew up, and he said he eventually wanted to run one, meaning a hospital of his own. I'm going to say rest in peace to him, with the caveat that your man Swerve is like, fuck Richard Nixon and Kaiser. So I just got to ask you one question. Is Kaiser Permanente set up by Richard Nixon to do Afro-Americans in? Is it on that type of shit?
Nah, B, it's to do everybody in.
Okay.
It's to do everybody in. So you heard that profit increase.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll say this so we can move on. Respect to that man's life, but no respect to his occupation.
Okay, no doubt. Well, again, then you can rightly criticize his occupation because he was getting ready to face a substantial strike in California for trying to take pension benefits away from the people who work at Kaiser. So, yes, as a CEO, I'm not putting him up there next to Gandhi, you know, as far as goodness.
Don't do that either.
I'm not.
Don't get me started on Gandhi.
Gandhi ain't all that, my nigga.
Oh, my God. Here we go. We got the conspiracy brothers saying,
I'm telling you,
full
facts
voice. Okay, I don't know nothing about those type of facts, but okay. in deference to you, I will do some research on that on my own.
My man. Look up Gandhi and what he used to think of black people.
Oh, B, look, now that you can do reasonable deduction and know that where he was born and where he came from, that's conspiracy, is it? No, that's not conspiracy. You can do reasonable deduction on that. This whole Richard Nixon shit, I don't know, B. When it comes to Tricky Dicky, I don't know. It's a hard...
I know you're going to look it up, and you'll be like, damn.
Yeah. Okay, no doubt. All right, let me see. Where was I at? I got fucking lost here in the moment.
I swerved him. Shit.
You damn sure did swerve. Came in with that left hook out of nowhere.
So
it was just supposed to be a regular rest in peace.
All right, exactly. No doubt. Wow. So, all right, so the introduction you heard in, as Swervin said, is the most important African-American person in this country. It is not Kanye West for all you tackhead mofos. The most important African-American in this country right now is Byron Allen, who is suing the cable giant for $20 billion under the Reconstruction-era civil rights statute.
Which cable giant?
Comcast.
Okay.
All right. And I don't like them motherfuckers, but I won't go there. All right. Wednesday morning, meaning this past Wednesday morning, the pits the black media mogul against Comcast, accusing the giant of violating the IE era protection that was against racial bias. Now, he's up at the station, and man, it is riveting. If you get a chance to listen to him up at the station, it is riveting when he goes into how the CEO of Comcast is on some bullshit, basically trying to treat that nigga like a $2 dime store hooker, okay? And put some motherfucking, maybe we'll put some money in your pocket and send you out the back door, nigga. I mean, this nigga from this cat from Comcast was literally on that, okay? And it explains a lot, because we had an earlier intro from Mr. Allen.
This $2, what did he say, $50 in a bucket of chicken?
Yeah, he said you get that nigga $750,000 in a bucket of chicken and we're good, alluding to Comcast and NBC Universal and other media giants who pay off African-American leadership.
Right.
From protesting against their racial discriminatory practices, meaning a guy like Al Sharpton and others, fat money in the pocket.
Get them to go out there and push your agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And tame all those animals down.
Yes.
Get them to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
And we put this $750 in your pocket.
So again, the most important African-American in this country is Byron Allen. The 1866 law ensuring newly freed African Americans had the same right to enter into contracts with any white citizen. He alleges that Comcast discriminated against him when they refused to carry any channels owned by his company. Okay? And they're going to...
He owns a lot of them.
And he owns a lot of fucking channels. Not just the Weather Channel, my nigga. He owns a lot of channels. Okay, Comcast said there was insignificant demand for his product. Okay? And that's
a whole lot of people watching them judge shows and shit.
Man, nigga, let me tell you something, B. Let me tell you something. It is going to be interesting if he wins, okay? But you know there's at least one player-hating ass justice up there.
The new one?
Nah, not even the new one. Even though the new one probably ain't fucked. The black one. There you go.
The self-hating one?
Man, I wish I could. Man, somebody call Sammy Sosa. I need some. Tell him to get him over here.
Go ahead and lighten him up. Lighten him up a little bit.
Exactly. So, shout out to Byron Allen. Yo, this cat, he is... I tell you what, man, Swerve, and see, when we talk about African-American leadership, that's what I'm talking about right there. I mean, he is forthright, you know, is honest, and is not afraid to look at the racial disparity in this country and point it out, as much money as he got.
Right.
You know what I mean? He don't have to do that.
And that's, to me, that's what confuses them, because money is such a thing that they put on such a high pedestal that they think that all you do is got to put money in a nigga pocket and get them to just shut the fuck up. The more money you give them, the more quietness you buy. You know what I'm saying? The more you just tame them niggas with money, they just say, fuck it, give them some money, and they're going to be quiet. They're going to do whatever the fuck we tell them to do. And this guy's like, fuck it, I got money, but still, I'm still going to talk shit.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is? That he made his money the old-fashioned way. And I'm not saying that African-Americans with money don't earn it, but most African-Americans are coming in the form of Michael Jordan, LeBron, sports money, or Jay-Z entertainment. And not all, but a lot of folk who we put in leadership either make their money entertaining folk or on the sports field.
Right, so they made their money already off the back of taking orders from Massa.
Right, and your boy Byron Allen ain't come up like that.
He ain't make his money like that. He ain't Bennett to play for the Cowboys now, who was all in on that kneeling shit. Now he popped tall on the line for the Dallas Cowboys.
Popped tall like a motherfucker, didn't he, boy?
You know what I mean? Respect for niggas like that.
Man, well, see, you know how I go more.
So. But I worry about Byron Allen, though, because if he has any, there are a billion, for every dollar he has, there's a banana peel laying around for him now.
Oh, son.
If he wins this case, yeah, there's trouble. There's trouble waiting.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, you know, we first of all, only thing I can say is we praise our brother Byron Allen. Again, that's African-American leadership right there, B. Yeah. 1,000,000%.
So. That's where the trouble's at. Man. All they need is one person to say.
One white lady.
One anybody right at this point. If he's trying to bring them niggas down, one anybody to say he did any kind of inappropriate touching or anything that he said or did, he's done.
You mean somebody going to intentionally put a banana peel out in front?
Nigga, intentionally, as I just said, for every dollar he has, there's a banana peel waiting.
Ooh, that's a lot of banana peels.
You goddamn right, because of what he's doing.
Nigga.
Oh, my God.
They're not above it, B. They've been doing it forever.
Yep. All right, yo. Let's keep it.
I said, from when this story first came out, I said, I hope this nigga ain't got no pills in his history or no crazy shit, because it'll be over. But apparently he doesn't, because he's gotten this far with it.
All right, yo, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Dodge. This is a quick topic, yo, but it is so sweet. Your boy Drake booed off stage at Camp Frog. Now,
I knew you was going to love this one.
I love it.
That shit was all over the place. Again, like I said before, I'm out the loop during the week. I work heavy. So that shit popped up on some regular news media shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I knew as soon as I seen it, I'm like, oh, this nigga, I know it warmed his heart.
Oh, I love it.
To see that shit.
I love it. And it's just a fleeting moment. It came and went very, very quickly. Your boy is at some festival put on by Tyler Creator, some Camp Frog shit. I'm not even going to get into fixing up the details. I'm just going to get into what Tyler Creator said. Tyler Creator said, I thought bringing one of the biggest artists on the fucking planet to a music festival was fire. But on the flip side, I was a little tone deaf, not knowing the specific crowd it drew. Now
he finished that off by going the other way, by backing Drake.
Yeah, oh, he had to. I mean, first of all, okay, so you know, that's his festival. He put it on. He knew what the fucking crowd was, but he bring, you know, bringing Drake out was to show that, okay, I'm Tyler Creator. I got clout. Okay, so that there you see my clout. Here's Drake, which you bring Drake out, B, even at Camp Frog. Camp Frog ain't have a bunch of odd niggas. None of us were there. Our age, meaning that is. There's a bunch of young bulls on some different shit. Apparently.
And a bunch of white folks.
Okay.
That obviously don't give a fuck about Drake on that level.
You'll never find.
Boo.
Do, 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 do.
So they booed him. And for a minute, you know, I just took a glimpse. And it wasn't even humbling because the very next tour stop, okay, they packed the place full of Gomers and shit. And the next headline I see, Drake emerges from booing, a triumphant return. The whole fucking arena full of Gomers, and they praised him and they were loving him, and he's back to, you know, no negative headlines, nigga. No. No, none of this Drake booed. And then you got people, oh, I was there. Really wasn't booze. It was just a couple of people in the front. Nigga, really?
Oh, he was Donovan McNabb?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, no, that nigga really got booed.
By hey, 12 people, nigga.
Hey, look.
Because I was happy back then.
Hey, look, B. I mean, you know, I'm on the record. I don't like him. I think his talent is subpar. His whole generation is disagreeing with me, no doubt. Okay, I can't change no minds, but you know, fuck it. I took, if it was 2 seconds of pleasure, I took every minute of it, breathed it in mightily, and then exhaled because at the next tour stop with an arena full of Gomers, they put him back on the pedestal.
Every week he's got something. Gomers.
He's Teflon to you, huh, killer?
Hey, man, he is. He is Teflon. That's for goddamn sure. So, let's see here. Where are we at? Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Technics turntable powered hip hop's early sound. Now, the reason why that I'm, bringing up the Technics turntable is this whole big thing about the vinyl resurgence and just in my own turntable history. As a youth coming up, I wanted two turntables, couldn't afford any, but I wanted two turntables, and the 1200s were even back then out of my price range. I wanted a pair of modular component system, wood grain jumps, belt drive, okay? But the Techniques obviously were still king. Now, in the age of controllers, you know, do Techniques other than for paid niggas matter, G?
I think they matter. But like you said, paid niggas is going to be the ones that's able to afford to get them and put them in their repertoire.
And for those of you who are young enough and haven't experienced the 1200, I can tell you there's nothing like them. There's nothing like the strength of the motor. The quartz lock on the pitch, the weightiness and the meatiness. And, shout the Pioneer who's making some nice clones. And, you know, shout the Denon, you know, shout to you, Kerji. I know you don't fuck with Vestex. T-Bear and Diff would disagree.
I didn't say the turntables. It was the mixer, my nigga.
No, no.
Fuck that Vestex mixer.
No, that was that Vestex turntable. No,
that was the turntable. Yeah, that turntable that we had. Yeah, that was some bullshit, my nigga. So, yeah. Yeah, it was the turntable. Let me backtrack on that one.
So I was just
fuck that turntable, nigga.
But
let him be clear.
Right. And Denon and the manufacturers out there making, you know, heavy professional grade OEM style turntables out there. You know, I'm just a turntable guy. I'm still seriously thinking about getting a controller. You know, just to my age related, you know, can't be lifting, fuck around, get a hernia or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anyway, we just salute the Technique 1200, yo. It's just, I could go in, I could do another 30 minutes just on the 1200. That would be incredibly boring, but they just said it, you know, obviously all the early pioneers, which is kind of not true. This article is misleading because Herc never used, maybe late in his career, but not early in his career. I mean, he was GLI or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? The only one I could say, well, you know, the Red Alerts or Grand Wizard Theodores or people like that, and the Molly Malls maybe, who were up at the stations who could afford that type of shit. But a lot of street guys didn't even use 12. So let's get it straight on that. So anyway, but that's it. So we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
Oh, I thought we still had more topics.
Oh, yeah, you can still get them topics, B. I gotta ball out real quick. We don't got to, don't end the show.
I don't have any topics. That's it.
Oh, shit. There it is.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he's giving us the he got to go signal. I'm like, all right, he got to go. Let him bounce then. Let's just keep it going.
Nah, that's it. I'm done.
Damn. I guess you should have kept talking about the 1200s then. All right. Let me get my albums of the week.
Because he was not ready.
Nah, because I'm thinking, okay, we're waiting for you to bounce, and then we're going to keep it going. So anyway, I'm waiting for some other shit to pop up. Some Kanye going down to Texas.
Nah, B, I'm waiting for that to play out. Right, exactly. I'm waiting for that to play out later, though.
Doing stuff in prisons and stuff.
Hey, B, I got a lot on that shit, but later, I'm going to let it build.
You're going to let it all build
gonna let
up.
It marinate a little bit.
All right. So, okay. This week, we got Jungle Brown Full Circle. That's Jungle Brown Full Circle. And then we got Smoke DZA and Benny the Butcher, Statue of Limitations.
Oh, boy. That
Smoke DZA and Benny the Butcher, Statue of Limitations. That's not bad.
Oh, boy.
That's not bad.
Big Benny fan, yo. Mm-hmm.
And then we got Instrumental Joint is Cudi Fresh, Some Beats I Made, Part 1 and Part 2. That's Cudi Fresh, Some Beats I Made, Part 1 and Part 2.
So, anyway, but you know how we do the Hip-Hop Digest, yo. You know what I'm saying? I guess we'll do it when we do it. Squeeze and bust, I'm gone.
Damn. Damn, son. Do we got to end on that note?
Good luck.
I won.
Peace.
I have vision. Yeah. Still grinding. Yeah. I started with pennies, puffing new pours past the Henny. All about taking what we wanted like gimme. Never had much to offer, but the blue collar way to make a dollar. That elbow grease and dedication. Somehow, some way, I keep pacing. Wishing I could use that time they keep wasting. Walking my thoughts through possibilities. And the potential is killing me. The what ifs, the pros and cons. Skating thin ice on a frozen pine. Me and the paper got the closest bonds. I love to MC, but not enough to do this shit for free. Slick talker. I need my money straight like my Johnny Walker. Respect the grind, always check for mine. And whoever is next in line should do the same. Way before they knew the name, I had vision. Vision.
Deep in my heart and mind, I got a vision. I can't keep deep inside. I got a vision. I need to live this life through my vision. Yeah.
that's living. Yeah. Now that's getting.
Let it
all
play.
Spitting. I had vision.
Wild dreamer seeing the bigger meaning. I knew it, believe, now we the new conceited. Why you think gallons of ink wrote the four seasons? Pete told visas and let the world see beaming lights. Odds even the key of life. When you buy out what you like and never see a price. When your mama quit a job, tell the bills are mine. Do it fine for never walking the grand line.
Visions.
Never chase, knew the girls jock, big guap. Got me up early when the moon dropped. Nocturnal dog, I do this in a sleepwalk. When you least thought it, when your focus hates another form of pep talking. I am not stopping. Bond stock options with a clear conscience. What they doing for the fame, swear they so swapping. I'm honest with it, never switch to get it. I got visions.
Deep in my heart and mind, I got a vision. I can't keep deep inside.
That's living.
Yeah.
Now that's getting.
Let it
all
play.
Spitting. I had vision.
Digital, we get it anyway. Through a cloud, through a crowd, through a thought that I bought. And I'm proud that I caught KRS Rock a crowd. I could count so many times. And MC changed my frame of mind. Most times I was nailed to a cross, but I saw people like me, free as the night breeze, flying with our white wings, prophesizing about the king that I am. Like the king of the kings, prophesize about me. How proud can I be? I had to just take a break and appreciate all the grace that gave me a plate. And I ate all the way to the bank and back. This is really me giving back, thanks for that.
Apply pressure like a needle on the vinyl. Master of my class, but I never took the finals. When hate comes easy, they'll do anything to spite ya. Life been a bitch, you should've known she never liked ya. What dad said is rap shit, hit me full force. Smoking on that Skywalker, staying on course. Working with legends like the verse you hear from before. And known around the world that never did a global tour. But when I do, best believe I'ma pay homage for those who paved the way to even make this an option. What's the biggest risk you can take? Try to make it as an artist and remain sane. See, we built for it, got different vertebrae. No mistake, it's mind over matter, so let the record play. You know the mic be my weapon, any shells do hurt. We below the heavens, even when the cell on earth.
Tape in your headphones set, but had the glow since that first case.
Cause logic, you was fancy if the zipper worked. Before picking one, you would look for what was missing first. One part east, the rest was all random. And a few unknowns a nigga had but couldn't stand them. We rock Phantom Adidas, few cool tried to be us. We was already locked in, we were with the elitist. It was me, Mars, and B, three stars and G. In a city so small, we a bit hard to see. Still shining, when niggas started banging, I started rhyming. By the laws of nature, I was in the growth, not declining. Due to knowledge, school of hard knocks, some college. Plus the grind and the hustle flow, got a nigga solid, yeah, I'll forever pay the homage and give back what was given with a quick spit polish. Blink, 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 blink.
And precious metals, the prices are, they're rising.
Where nearly 100 vases were stolen together, it will cost thousands of dollars to replace.
Yeah. Pondering perfection, persuasive, flow show furniture. Behind the glass windows sat the gold vases. Fetty language. Fuck outta here with the fake dapping. Behind my back I heard niggas was hating. Spaceship skating, riding dirty. You with them loud mouths, I'm all about serving with the silent nerdy. Chain chemistry. I goldie the Mac mics and Mac 12 twats with Mac ministry. Mac 11, your rest immaculate. Google map it out from a MacBook and perform immaculate conceptions. Appear threatening. Fear crepin', it's the overboard overlord. No fake niggas allowed around me while I'm shepping. Showering in champagne, the shower posse shot the waka flock of flame. From the first gold chain, legend the most. But what the fuck is a team spirit without a Kurt Cobain? I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop even when the millions is net. I still be here to serve my issues and show and prove my infinite potential. Suckers are sacrificial. We laughing at you, we not laughing with you. PA medallions is rap official. I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop, nigga.
Pondering perfection, persuasive. Flow show furniture. Behind the glass windows at the gold vases. On the other side of earth, be at the coldest places. I liven up jams and scram. I'm a boss like Jeff Samuli, the brother of Dante Cerruti. Rocking black rubies, teachers of Tahuti jewelry. Killer murder intro, baking soda, Yola mental. Assault the driver trying to tow the rental. Nightlife, eye on my shooters. My lines and Judah got the line on maneuvers with the mind of computers. Never see me coming with my ventures. I keep the pilgrims in front to gain your interest. Then you find out what my grind about. I stay flying out like a cell phone, you dying out. Catch me at the next festival, reputable, second to O. Connecting all my X's and O's. Yo, I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop even when the millions is net. I still be here to serve my issues and show and prove my infinite potential. Suckers are sacrificial. We laughing at you, we not laughing with you. PA medallions is rap official. I'm from the block, so that's what I reflect. Keep rocking till I get me a check. It don't stop, nigga.
We went out there to Moe and we noticed that the back section was missing bases all the way down the line for about 5 seconds. All bases
around 15 bases were also damaged. 15 bases were covered, but still more than 15 are missing. The reason for the crime.
Yeah. Apathy. Yeah. You know it's hell when I come through and burn like syphilis. When I'm spitting, this get deeper than the astrophysicist. Apps ridiculous. Even if I talked about my struggle, the shit would go over your head like thought bubbles. I'm a bad motherfucker, make your brain cells rupture. Burn so hot, I'm melting your molecular structure. Can you please say that in English? Bitch, can I finish? I get more pounds than the richest British business. I'm specializing in expert rhyming, so you can feel the burn like you're exercising. Like I got extra eyes in back of my crib. Rap like Arabians, got a bomb packed with uranium. Fresh pair of Nikes, new era and fly polo. Might be with hoes, but usually fly solo. Wanna talk slick, walking up in my dojo. Stop or get mopped by App and Y-Dolo.
This is a MC Troops. Shots from the ruggedest clique.
It's YD with apathy.
Really sparks.
This is hardcore hip hop. Watch who you spit at. MC Troops.
YD.
Apathy. Really sparks.
Time for the raw shit. That real hardcore shit. Horse shit. Horse shit. Horse shit. Horse shit.
I cruise the gauge, same number to age. Rap game got me hemmed up, recognized name and word cuts. The word cup banging cologne, microphones in my clutches. Dunkling vice with green touches. Motherfuckers ain't ready to rock steady like rock steady Zulu in Manhattan Park. So bring the crew through. I subdue sucker MCs, they casualties that only appeal to teens. Pour your con rice and beans. Get eight with empanada beats. Stay any weekday. Record spinning, this ain't no replay. It's melee, controversy. All the dramas what they came for. I walk in and fall out the same door. But rarely step into place without a grimace to my face. Fuck the ID, it's melee and YD. Like Spike Lee and Jungle Fever. Rockin' shit so past the ever. Two shots of Jaeger, a twist whatever.
This is the MC Troops. Shots from the ruggedest clique.
It's YD with
rapper
feet. Millie Sparks,
this is hardcore hip hop.
Watch who you spit at.
MC Troops.
YD
rapper
feet. Millie Sparks.
It's time for the raw shit. That real hardcore shit.
YD, keep it gutter. Ayo, this one's for the streets. You can catch my pops cruising by, pumping my beats. From the get-go, I took this game to another threshold. You know my rep hole, you can still hear the echo. I'm sick with the words, I'm flipping the verbs, I'm whipping you nerds. Why Dole will never stick with the herd? My shit is absurd, can't you see I'm made for this? Oh, my records ain't selling, fuck you pay me, bitch. You should know I don't mess with your whores. I could drop some shit I wrote 2 years ago, it's still fresher than yours. I tickle your mind with ridiculous rhymes and hit you with lines. Push back your rips to your spine. So test me now or test me later. My text be greater. In this game I'm the best creator, huh? I got you hooked and you love this addiction. I'm pumping in your system like a drug when it kicks in.
Descending from the tribes of Africa, inspired by the great black leader,
vainglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With a key.
Dynamic, articulate, receptive, courageous, outspoken.
One man is not a nation. Brother builds a clan. Strength within the circle creates the better man. The colors, the brothers, the key, the motherland. This calls us to assemble this black band. Red, black, and green are the colors of the flag on the rise. Cause a nation shouldn't guise. I'm overflowing as I come to sons and daughters. Knowledge leads the way, so I flow like Nas Waters. African American, rebel of authority, majority. Why I'm so-called minority. Sometimes they ask me, why are you the rebel? Is that the way you choose? Attain the base in trouble, yep. Brother, don't get deep, that's what they're telling me. Just like a sellout. While society gets stronger and stronger, my race is weaker and weaker. Maybe I can make a difference through a mic and a speaker. So my lyrics flow different than a hip-hop bebop mic controller, who turns out to be the pop. My wisdom God-given, exercise point of rhythm. Power positive and strictly Bible, that's how I'm living. Fortress we establish, high so none attack it. Back to the ways of our mathematic blackness. They can't solve, it's something they can't catch. Took respect of our lives, and I'm snatching it back. Power flows in the nation, there is life in the key. Let us all bind together in the red, the black, the green. One vainglorious way through the heart unified, and that should be the guide for the younger nation so they can build the tribes. After and beyond, keep the colors alive. A message through lyrics and beats composed, bring composure outstanding direct to those who understand what was taken. Xerox and strip naked. Today's pig shall be tomorrow's bacon. Education brings false words, why do they teach? Everything that I learned I had to self-reach. What do you know of a race that's dying hourly? The smartest men on the world lay in the Bowery, or either trapped or brainwashed on the come up. Kick to the butt, wake up. Are you some kind of nut? Are you blind? Can't you see what's never seen? We need some unity within the colors of the Garvey-like brotherhood flows with the vibe, and with the key, the flag is kept alive. The sense of power, native to a different land. Originality, fact that I understand. A black fist, black power, and a black man. X-Clan, take a stand with the upper hand. Using this as a gimmick, yo man, I'll catch you, fetch you. Kick my foot and then direct you in the right path. Suck attached, don't ask see by the aftermath. You do what? Don't make me laugh, dummy. I am protected by forces beyond you. Think before you step before the rebel, silly mortal. You wearing mother's tags and you don't know what they mean. All you are concerned with is greedy man's green. Sporting your medallions cause they match it with your outfit. Your posse's wearing it. Man is so illegit without definition. You represent the fraudulent. Blessed with blackness, but now you just dogging it. Truth for truth and a man for man. Ignorance, take a pause, so we'll all understand. Independence is one thing when unity is stronger. No one to realize oppression lasts longer. I'm just one man who fears for the worst. Cause if we don't take a stand, someone will step first and then.
No justice, no peace. Thutmosis, Osiris, Oasis, Patrice Lumumba, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Sonny Carson, the Black Watch, Sissy. Sissy.